From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The UN Security Council is to vote Monday on a draft resolution that affirms any decision to change the status of Jerusalem as no legal backing. The Egypt-drafted document does not mention President Donald Trump's December 6th decision to recognize the city as Israel's capital. In the Arab and Muslim world, protests over the U.S. decision in Turkey, Pakistan, Indonesia, and the Palestinian territories. In Paris, Abir Hamad says she's angry over the U.S. announcement, saying it forgets Palestinians and their rights. Randolph-Macon College history professor Michael Fishback said the U.S. decision reversed decades of international understanding about Jerusalem, even with the Israeli capture of the entire city in 1967.
That is to say, East Jerusalem, the old city and its suburbs, are considered by the UN and the international community to be occupied territories, and therefore no change in that status, that sense of being occupied, can be tolerated by the global community on the part of anybody. And that's really what's being expressed here. And the Trump administration's decision has completely upended that.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan vowed Sunday that his government would open an embassy in East Jerusalem to recognize it as the capital of Palestine. Eastern Libyan Commander Khalifa Haftar in Libya Sunday said the UN-backed government is obsolete with the expiration of its two-year mandate, suggesting that he may compete in hope for presidential and parliamentary elections the UN trying to arrange next year. Speaking in Benghazi, Haftar appeared to dismiss UN efforts to bridge differences between the UN-backed unity government in Tripoli and the Easter administration in Tobruk. Libya remains divided 6 years after the overthrow of dictator Muammar Gaddafi. This is VOA News. The Election Tribunal of Honduras ruled that incumbent President Juan Orlando Hernandez has prevailed in a bitterly contested election that brought sometimes violent protests to the streets. Mr. Hernandez, a center-right ally of the U.S., won a narrow 1.5-point victory over challenger Salvador Nasralla, who was charged fraud following delays in vote counting. Rice University Latin American analyst Mark Jones said Nasralla is reportedly seeking U.S. support.
Certainly, Salvador Nasralla, his opponent, can travel to Washington and complain about fraud. But the reality also is that President Hernandez has been a strong ally of the United States, whereas Salvador Nasralla is linked to Mel Zelaya, who is widely seen as being antagonistic to U.S. interests in the region.
The European Union said it found no wrongdoing in the election recount. In Chile, conservative Sebastián Piñera won the presidency again with nearly 10-point lead over his center-left opponent, Alejandro Gutiérrez. Mr. Piñera said he hopes to build a good future for all his countrymen. He has vowed to cut business taxes, double growth, and eliminate poverty. President Donald Trump Monday is expected to deliver a speech on national security. Reuters quotes two senior U.S. officials as saying Mr. Trump will make clear that China is a competitor, especially in the area of trade. Steve Mnuchin, U.S. Treasury Secretary, appearing on Fox News Sunday, said the U.S. is in economic competition with Beijing.
This isn't about trade wars. This is about reciprocal fair trade. And if we have to protect American workers and put on tariffs or other things where they don't have fair trade with us, the president will do that.
Mnuchin said the president believes fair trade does not exist with China, including a big trade deficit. He said the U.S. wants a more balanced and fair trading relationship. At least four people were killed in Nigeria Sunday when gunmen opened fire on a military-escorted UN World Food Program convoy near Gambaro along the border with Cameroon. The gunmen are believed to be members of Boko Haram. Two members of the convoy, two jihadists, were said to have died in the firefight. In the Ukrainian capital Kyiv Sunday, police clashed with supporters of former provincial governor and former Georgian president Mikhail Saakashvili, released from a brief detention last week after being accused of trying to orchestrate a coup. He's accused President Petro Poroshenko of corruption, accusations Mr. Poroshenko has denied. Russian President Vladimir Putin thanked President Donald Trump Sunday by phone after U.S. intelligence provided information to Russia preventing a potentially deadly bombing attack in St. Petersburg. The White House said the planned attack had the potential of killing large numbers of people. One victim remains in serious condition in the West African country Gabon following a knife attack that wounded two Danish nationals working for National Geographic. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.